All right, so now we're going to turn to the impacts of Title 42 as it relates to children. So Edna set us up in the last session really well talking about Title 42 and what it is in terms of turning people away at the border under a very, very old policy generally that was used to regulate transportation entities and is now being applied to expel people and essentially cut off the ability to seek asylum, primarily at the southern border. And so unaccompanied children are currently exempt from Title 42. There was an injunction of 2020 in a case called PJES that said that it was illegal to apply Title 42 to unaccompanied children. And then when the Biden administration took office, they officially accepted unaccompanied children from Title 42. So what this did is this created, you know, there's thousands of people and families along the southern border who have been turned away, have no lawful way to seek asylum, despite our own laws and our international treaties. And there is a lot of crime, and I know Edna specifically referred to the kidnapping that's happening at the southern border. We did a project at Vecina over the summer at the port of Laredo and Nuevo Laredo, where we helped families request exemptions under the Wisha case, which I'll talk about in a moment, to Title 42. And we helped 1,278 individuals, which included 408 families. 43.14% of those families had been the victims of either an actual or attempted kidnapping. 43.14%. In Nuevo Laredo, there's something known as the kidnapping tree, because the government would apprehend people. They would, generally around the same time every day, they would take a truck or a van or a bus and essentially dump people at this tree, and the cartels knew to go to that tree around that time so that they could kidnap people. And so this created a very agonizing decision for parents. When you think about the circumstances that they had been forced to be in, they are fleeing persecution. They now have no way to seek asylum, and they're with their children and in a very dangerous situation. The Biden administration accepted unaccompanied children to Title 42 because it's inhumane to turn unaccompanied children away at the border. But then parents, in many cases, felt compelled to make the agonizing decision to send their children across the border alone so that they could seek safety, because the parents had determined that it was safer for their children to be in the custody of immigration officials than to be with them on the Mexican side of the border. Once the children were taken into custody, unaccompanied children or children that have been designated unaccompanied are then processed through the Office of Refugee Resettlement Reunification Process, which is an arm of the Department of Health and Human Services, and we'll talk about that a bit later. Over the summer, so the Wisha case is a case that was filed by the ACLU, and the case was held in abeyance. And part of the negotiations regarding the abeyance that took place during the summer is that there was the ability to seek exemptions. And so that was the project that Vecina participated in over the summer, and that we had a couple of cases or a handful of cases where we were able to request a Wisha exemption, as we referred to them, so that the parent could enter the United States and be reunited with the child. That abeyance has stopped and the case is now continuing forward, and so those exemptions are no longer available, but that is something that was available for a period of time this summer. Talking about Title 42 and family units, so there was some litigation in the district court in D.C., and the district court ordered that Title 42 was illegal as applied to family units, but the court in that order had stayed it for 14 days, which I think was mentioned in the last presentation, and then the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals actually granted a full stay in that case. And so right now that case is stayed. Title 42 is still applied to family units. One thing that's really interesting, though, is certain parts of Mexican INM across the southern border will not accept for expulsion family units with children under a certain age. For example, it's common that in the Tamaulipas region, which is sort of the southeast region of the Texas border, which includes Reynosa and Matamoros, that they won't accept family units with children under the age of 7. I've heard in other parts they won't accept family units with children under the age of 10. And so a lot, and we'll take a look in a second, of family units luckily are able to be processed, but still many are being expelled. So these are amazing charts that I really like and wanted to share. So this is Title 42 expulsions and regular apprehensions for unaccompanied children at the U.S.-Mexico border. So as you can see, in November of 2020, after the order, the expulsions of unaccompanied children stopped and has been zero for quite some time. There is a little bit of worry. There is a case called Texas versus Biden. That relates to Title 42. There is a little bit of worry that the rationale in that case, that basically say that the Biden administration's order accepting unaccompanied children and having a policy of not applying it to certain family units was arbitrary and capricious. And so there's a concern that, you know, not only will family units continue to be expelled, but that at some point unaccompanied children will be allowed again to be expelled. But as of right now, as you can see, the statistics have been zero for a number of months. Family units. Last month, about 20% of family units were expelled. This month, that number climbed to 27. And so I presume that some of that was based on, you know, the litigation that is ongoing. But it's interesting to take a look at the numbers. And then it also is interesting to juxtapose that with single adults, where 75% of them last month, and last month, September and August, were 75%. So we've got, you know, again, in September, 27% of family units were expelled, 0% of unaccompanied children, and then 75% of single adults. So it's interesting to watch how they're applying these. Yes, Kate.